still working through the things to consider when developing your website for a business. And we still have not put hand to keyboard yet, and we won't be for a little while. All of this should be done away from the keyboard and planned well in advance. The next thing we want to consider is, following on from what your site will do, is what you want your visitors to do. Because every single part of your website, every page, needs at some point a call to action. Now, that call to action can be different things on different parts of the site. It could be the same right across the site. It all depends what you want your site to do. For example, if a site is there to promote your business and make people aware of it and get that information across, then it might be a simple call today with a phone number that is in the header and appears on every page. It may be that on some parts of the site you want people to leave an email address to sign up to a newsletter, or you're giving away some free information or free advice or whatever it is to get email addresses, to get people onto a list that you can communicate with. Again, what's the call to action? So give some thought to the different types of action you want clients to take on different parts of your site. And if it's the same across the site, that's fine. But if in different parts you want slightly different actions, then we need to be all aware of those, because we'll be looking at how to implement those further down the line.